Okay, Trash to Cash Podcast, yes. Episode 129. Again. It's been only a few days, but here we are back again because it's Kevin wants to only celebrate his birthday.
Yeah,
it's
Kevin.
Easter.
Oh my gosh.
It's Easter. 7-0.
It's also Easter. So, it's, you know,
it seems
two things
really
have risen this Sunday, Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather
yeah.
sacrilegious to do this show on Easter Sunday. It just seems that way to me.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Okay, so a lot of people, speaking of sacrilegious, were very upset with me specifically, like, well, I'm some sort of monster
for
showing
that, right?
That clip. Look, from TikTok.
I actually investigated on TikTok and found other angles of that video. So,
did you?
Yeah.
Caroline did a deep dive.
I can confirm it was a full keister, as we say in the business.
A full keister. Listen, guys, come on. First of all, I want one thing to be very clear that some people didn't seem to understand. It wasn't me or my butt in the video. That was just someone else. A lot of people were confused because, like, the guy narrating it kind of looks like me and Carrie in 10 years combined.
Yeah.
Like, our like, love child is that guy.
I feel like we've made some big mistakes if we're not that guy in 10 years. I feel like that's the natural progression that we're on.
Yeah, but I just was showing you something so you're aware when you're shopping that some of the items in antique stores have been keistered.
Yeah.
I think people should just know that. I think
we were basically the Woodward and Bernstein of the reselling world.
The Siskel and Ebert, as it were.
Siskel and Ebert. The Laurel and Hardy.
Keister butt. Keister gate. Keister gate.
I do love, like, all the people that now understand keistering. I feel like we provided an educational
aspect of the
show. I
like that you just leaned into that. Let's name the podcast that everything.
Literally, the name of the show was "What is the Role of Keister?"
We don't even care anymore, guys. We were busy stealing ideas from other podcasts.
I was,
and then they're ours.
I was a little worried that because at the beginning it was like unsub. I'm like, oh, there's like, oh, there's a sub, there's an unsub. I'm like, this isn't gonna go well.
No,
and it finally crept back up to even.
We're losing the Mr. Hands, and we're getting the Spicolis. I want nothing but Spicolis watching this. Nothing but a bunch of people who are sharing pizza together.
And, like, everyone's mad that I did that. But you clicked on a podcast titled "What Is the Role of Keister?"
Yeah, that is 100%
in reselling. I was very clear about the content you were about to enter into.
He did not bury the
lead. Wasn't a surprise.
He didn't bury the lead. Other things were buried, but not the lead.
The podcast is at -1 subscriber right now.
That's fair. I would have guessed more.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You know, though, so I feel like it was the last straw for those people who were already, like, kind of hate watching. Like, they were like,
"We still got a few."
I wish I wasn't watching this because it's just over the line for me. But they keep coming back because of Kevin. This finally just sent them.
Oh yeah, there is. There's got to be like a good 20% of the people who watch this that hate me and you, Dave, and just love. Anything Kevin and his 57 nipples brings to the table.
Since I have all these, you know, exit strategies, apparently, I did go and check.
Yes, you do.
I did go and check my channel to see if when that video came out, if I got unsubbed on my channel, and we're safe. So it didn't cross the line as far as affecting my channel. That was okay.
Yeah. Well, in the episode that really matters is the Fireside Chats, which, by the way, worst conversion of any episode we've ever had. Me and Carrie, without Kevin, talking about peeing at the flea market. Almost 20,000 views, 17 subscribers.
I love it.
Not interested.
We lost, but we don't want to ever see this again.
They click on it, though.
They click and then wish they hadn't clicked. And so that's the important part. It is our best video, and we got 3 subscribers from Carrie's motivation, too. So,
there we go. So you're welcome.
Can I tell you what I did today? I just, like, I make so many bad life choices. We know this, right?
Yes.
You told me about one before we started talking live here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was it? Just
not going to pirate ship to ship those items.
That's true. I did
just
that.
It's just money.
It's just lazy. It's just lazy money. Is all it is. That's all it comes down to. But no, here's what happened. You know, I've mentioned and whined and fussed about my electric bill in the past. I'm sure you've heard. It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Should I talk about this first or Mercari? Yeah, we're going to talk about Mercari in a minute.
I'm just surprised you know about Mercari. It's a week later.
I beat you to the lead, right?
You beat me to the lead.
About it.
No, I'm not going to do one. I don't do one about that kind of stuff. I do it, but I do it later.
Dude, mine came out the day it happened. Mine was so timely. Someone That's actually really commented, good. And I noticed it this morning as I was putting a bow on my episode. I'm like, I'm just going to record something with my phone.
Rockstar.
For like 60 seconds.
Already did a video. He was in a BMW at a lake.
Mm. Oh, it's so funny, too. Okay, so well, I guess we'll talk about this. I'll talk about the other bad life choice in a minute. So, you know, hold on to your seats, hats, whatever you want to hold on to.
Keister, make sure your keistering is secure.
Macari sent out an email announcement, whatever, today. Basically, seller fees are gone.
Just remember, we're recording this way early, so this is, you know, going to come out way after this in
a week. They're going to see this in a week, but that's because of Easter, whatever. But I already did a Flipper video about it today, so really, I'm so ahead of the curve.
Should we guess what's going to happen in the next couple of days and see if we're correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mercari is a Black Swan event. That's, you know, TikTok keeps telling me about Black Swan events. Yeah, everything's a Black Swan event.
I don't even
know.
It's
like the world is going to fall apart. Basically, TikTok wants you to think the world is going to end every other day.
Oh, yeah.
And
I love
you watch the videos where they're talking about the world going to be like, it's going to end on Sunday, a Black Swan event. Everyone's going to die. And then you go back a week prior and they're talking about the last Sunday it was supposed to happen. And it just,
I like the grocery store walkers who just tell you obvious stuff. They're like, guess what,
all
guys?
The stuff that's going to kill you.
Oreos aren't good for you.
This has niacin in it, and you're going to die.
It's not good for us, but we're going to eat
it. Delicious. Okay, anyways, so Mercari, big announcement. Announcement one, no seller fees. Anything you sell, no fees. On anything you list today and beyond, meaning all my 800 listings on Mercari, if any of those sell, I have to pay 10% fees, which is super stupid. Super stupid.
Yeah, I just skimmed it. I think if you go and tweak the list.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Tweak it.
I don't know. Adjust it.
Kevin can explain.
Kevin, how do you tweak it? I don't know. You know what? Vendu or someone or the other site should just create some like button that just auto tweaks all your listings. I don't know. That'd be cool. Okay. But everyone, I mean, I saw so many.
And isn't that confusing to a buyer to see some listings where you're paying and some where you're not paying?
The buyer doesn't see it. They have to pay on all of them. They have to pay the service fee on everything.
I think Mercari's double dipping.
They're double dipping. So this is, we didn't mention that, but the other thing is buyers now have to pay a service fee when they buy. So they're passing the seller fees on to the buyer, which just makes the item slightly more expensive, whatever.
I'm definitely going to be posting more cards on Mercari.
I like that. Yeah, I personally like it, but the buyers don't like it. A lot of
Do you really think it's going to make a difference? I don't think it's going to make a difference.
In the buying? No, I think the buyers will buy.
No. Yeah, they'll buy.
Really?
I think the buyers will buy.
Yeah, for the same price and pay the fee?
Yeah, because they're on the site and they have Mercari buyers credit. Aren't. You have to understand the economy of Mercari is so heavily based on credit.
I totally agree with this. That like the credit part of it, where the seller, the buyers or the sellers like us are getting the money, a lot of those sellers are actually spending it back on Mercari. Not like us, but other
there's a couple reasons.
Sellers.
A couple of reasons. One, like maybe they feel like they can avoid taxes by not actually cashing out, right?
You got
it. Now Mercari is at an additional hurdle where anytime you withdraw money, you have to pay a $2 service fee. That's the new hurdle they've added too. So they don't want you taking the money out. They want you spending it as credit. And when you're on there and it's like, oh, it's a dollar more than eBay, but I have this credit, you're just going to spend the extra dollar. That's what they want to happen. And then the final thing that everyone's freaking out about is this new part is someone can return something for free, no questions asked, for any reason, which is literally my eBay policy.
That's eBay.
So, but it's not everybody's eBay policy.
No, I know they do the no returns. But then eBay makes them do it anyway.
eBay make there no return.
I'm not a crook.
Why am I not on the bottom here? I don't like that.
She said Kevin prefers to be on the bottom. Can we please switch it?
Okay,
there we go.
Thank
Kevin.
You.
We want Kevin to feel.
But so to me that doesn't really matter because I already do unlimited free returns, all that stuff. It just I think it's a. It's an inevitability with eBay. If they go complain to eBay, eBay is going to let them do the return regardless. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter.
That's like one of my biggest pet peeves when people are like, I don't accept returns on eBay. And I'm like, I bet you do. I bet you do.
You have no choice.
I bet you do. Yeah. You bet you do.
Man, you guys are ticking people off out there. There's a lot of people that don't accept returns.
We're kind of like the edgy. We're kind of the edgy podcast now, dude.
Yeah.
And not accepting returns, I accept returns, by the way, but not accepting returns does deter a certain amount of people from making the returns.
20%.
Okay, it's still 20%.
Oh, because like I had it, right? For 2 years I had no returns and I just kept having to do returns and I was like, might as well change it. Might as well get more sales.
I look at our podcast kind of like as Cheech and Chong, and you're like that possessed puppet from Goosebumps. That's like what I think the three of us are.
I'm not tracking this analogy, but okay.
You don't know the you don't know the puppet from Goosebumps. You gotta Google that.
But why Cheech and Chong?
So that's the Mercari League.
Cheech and Chong because we're cool.
Oh, okay.
We're not just smoke. I don't smoke.
Yeah, we don't even smoke the Mary.
We just act like we smoke stuff.
Okay, just because we're dumb.
Yes,
because
we're stupid.
Not dumb to say that people that do that are dumb, but you know.
No, of course not.
Under
of
the
course,
influence,
you said that, by the way. I didn't.
Slower, you know?
I implied that they were cool because they did it. You implied they were dumb, just to be clear.
Slower reflexes, I guess, but better at hacky sack and guitar. So,
it's true.
So why is
when
that
is hacky
thing?
Sack coming back?
My friend, did
you play
I
hacky
my friend
sack,
in,
Kevin?
Yeah, man. I was great at hacky sack, and I remember my friend.
Loved it.
My friend Jeff Bowen was his name, and him and I used to play hacky sack all the time. Then one summer, he like became a pothead, and he came back, and he was like way better than me. I'm like, dude, that doesn't count.
That's like the Pokemon
that doesn't
evolution.
Count. You
That's
got
like
better
the Pokemon
you smoked
evolution
pot.
Of hacky sack.
Did y'all remember a minute and a half ago when we were talking about Mercari?
Mercari, yeah. So I think it's a great update. Honestly, I'm excited about it.
Everyone's
so in
I'm gonna say this.
Update,
I don't think
it's great.
I don't think it's gonna
think
make
it's
a
awesome.
Huge difference to the economy of Mercari or any of that. But I do think it's a good decision for them just to set themselves apart as being something different. I mean, they're in the news for goodness sake.
Yeah.
And it's going to have more people list over there. Hopefully that gives, you know, gives them a little boost. I don't know
the
though.
A great way to list over
I don't
there
think
is
people...
like, first of all, if you're not a Mercari, I'm going to put my Mercari affiliate link. You know, we all have those, Kev. We should put all of ours down below because if you sign up, become a seller, you haven't done it before, we get like a $40 credit and you get some credit too on Mercari.
You
so
get
sign
it when
up for
they
Mercari
actually
with our link.
Sell
You have
something.
To actually sell something. Yeah, but still, you know, if you're going to get
I don't
into
even
it,
know if I still have
fees,
that link on there.
It's
I was shamed about
yeah,
my
I don't have it on mine.
One time.
I don't have it on mine either. But that's one thing. And also Vendue, look at more ways to give me money. Click on my Vendue link to help you cross post over to Mercari.
Look at you. So. Hey, speaking of, I'm getting your boys over at Vendue are hitting me up hard. I'm getting tons of stuff lately. Have you been getting any offers lately? I've been getting offers that I'm actually thinking about doing ads.
I'm
for.
Talking
that's how
with
many
Vendue.
I'm getting.
They're sponsoring an ad for my TikTok next month. They want to come up, man. They're great. So
no, well,
I like
yeah,
them.
I got two messages from Vendue, but I got one from Mercari. I got one from Upside, which I actually use. I think I'm going to do that.
I don't think I know what that is. What is Upside?
Get the Upside app. You haven't heard it on the radio 8 million
times? Oh, is that the thing you talked about where you go to the gas station?
Yeah,
and
I have
get,
a link
like, some,
for
yeah,
it already.
Adam and Eve got a hold of you, correct?
Yeah, Adam and Eve.
Yes, Adam and Eve. I've turned them down for years. Years, for sure.
Anyways, let us know in the comments. We're going to ask for seller feedback, buyer feedback, whatever, down below. Mercari's zero fees. I'm excited about it.
It's a good
thing. The return thing doesn't affect me. You know, the buyer's having to pay a little service fee. I don't really care. They're just going to build it into the price in their head. I mean, they are.
Okay,
so that's
what you're ignoring.
Who
don't
cares?
You think?
Am I right, guys?
Don't you think if you list, because you're cross-listing, you take the same listing you have on eBay, cross-list it on Mercari, put it on there for the same price, you think they're going to go to Mercari and pay
all
more?
All the time. All the time I sell stuff on Mercari for higher than it's listed on eBay, because I'll run an eBay promotion, and while my 15% off eBay promotion is going, I sell it for full price on Mercari constantly.
Do you like, think there will be any time. Buyers on Mercari that will be like, eh, I don't want to pay that extra fee, I'm going somewhere else?
No. I mean,
really?
Maybe if it's a like obscene like DoorDash where all of a sudden you're paying three times like Elijah likes Zaxby's, right? I take him there. It's $10 for the meal. The other day he's like, I want Zaxby's. I'm in bed. It's 11 p.m. I'm half asleep. I'm like, dude, just order it on DoorDash. You're buying. He's buying
now
it himself.
Now it's $70.
He bought it himself. It was 30. It was three times. He doesn't care. He's just, like, whatever. $30 instead of 10. I'll buy it. And I'm like, dude,
I can
come
understand
on.
It being
not
like
that
11
good.
And you don't have a car, but like, dude,
this
if you have a car.
Convenience fee, like, they will pay so much for convenience in these new generations, Kevin.
Gosh.
You have to understand.
No, I understand.
Boomer, you don't get
I feel
it,
so old. But... I feel so old.
But yeah, man. No, I think people, if they want to shop on Mercari, they have a credit on Mercari, they sold their cell phone because it was easy to list on Mercari. It's a lower barrier. Mercari is still the lowest barrier entry platform, I think.
Oh,
I
yeah,
still
it's
think
the
it's
easiest
the easiest platform
to
sell on
yeah.
as a new
yeah.
seller, like a
well,
hobby.
It's
man,
to
you
list,
should have taken this Mercari
eBay.
Deal. You're
Can you send them
pitching.
My info? I would happily pitch yeah. Mercari. I love Mercari.
Dude,
push them to me.
I've done a Mercari ad.
I would love
eBay
to.
Ad.
I really think it's a great platform. It's one of my. It's my second best selling platform. Yeah. Well, whatnot yeah. is. I guess yeah. it's my third best selling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of convenience, I had to ship out of here today. 85. You did. 85. There we go. No, I didn't ship it. That's my point.
Oh, you didn't ship it. That makes more sense.
50 and 20. So 85 fitted is 155 items headed out of here today. The vast majority were Whatnot and 50 on Dibbed It. And so convenience, and I got Bubba's girlfriend and Jess to ship it for me. I did the eBay. Actually, me and Blue Ridge Mama did the eBay.
Do your neighbors? Do your neighbors think like you're shipping drugs and stuff because of all
my
the
neighbors?
Yeah,
I've got a neighbor Yeah, a little bit down there. And the old guy next door, he's German. He's just a sweet dude, but he's like 90 and can't hear at all. So
I
don't
think
he cares.
The German guy from Family Guy. Like, Chris.
Hey, Chris. I didn't watch Family Guy.
Terry, do you get it?
Yeah, I get
it. The old guy?
The creepy
guy. Yeah, the old guy. But he's not German, is he?
I think he is German, yeah. I thought. Maybe I'm misremembering. I think there was a scene where he like was speaking German. I don't know. Whatever.
He's the best figure to sell, by the way. He'll go
for
big
money.
Yeah,
what is his name? Do you remember?
100 and something. I can't remember, but that was the one that Rod was looking for.
Hibbert?
When we did the Family Guy buyout. He was looking for that. Hey, did you see you were in the video today? And Carrie, Deathpile trashed you in my picker video, and Carrie piled on top today in the picker video.
Yeah. Everyone's trashing me?
Yeah.
On your picker
video? That must
video?
Be a mistake. Yeah. They must be
that
confused.
The lady we were at that one sale
Dave,
together.
Not Dave.
She had an oxygen machine.
The Counter-Strike player on Astralis team, Denmark.
Where Dawn found the Furby, the first place we met up.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what sale I'm talking about? Where Dawn found the Furby, the very first place we met up. Mike's like, oh, dude, Dave just tried to make an offer on her oxygen machine.
Oh, I remember that.
What's the over-under on how many texts we're going to get from Dawn tomorrow on stuff she sold? Like five?
I'm joining in. I've been like, there's this group and like, it's specifically stuff we buy together, right? Yes. If we source it together, you got to be like, yo, look, I actually sold the thing I bought. I'm not an idiot. I'm not a bad picker. So, like, with you guys, I was showing you I sold those two car parts this week, which I sold for $200 a piece. So
that's
$400
awesome.
Out of that $30 buy while Carrie was digging through sports cards being all emo.
Can you think of a better place to be emo than a U-Haul?
But at least you overpaid that guy from the U-Haul. So there's that. He's not even arguing.
Okay. I see.
He's just right, arguing. Did you overpay him or no? Did you overpay him or no?
Gloves are
off. I mean, it's yet to be known.
It's hard to pick with Carrie.
I paid
because,
more
like,
than I wanted.
He instantly talks about how it was a bad buy as soon as he buys something. So I've just like got it in my brain that it was probably a bad buy because he's
you gotta be.
I think I don't know. I still have to break it down. But yeah, I've sold some of it. So probably
be more
was
like
a bad buy,
other
yeah.
pickers, you know, other pickers like Rod. When Rod makes his, oh, he's so excited about this buy. And I'm like, Rod, dude, that was a little pricey.
Wasn't it? I know. I've like tried to talk him down. Like, but, you know, I don't want to like depress you, Rod, but that was
I've
not
been
a good
doing
buy.
This so long. I've been doing this so long. I just know when I've probably overpaid and I can't. Well, I'm not going to.
I will say this. I think the McDonald's toy buy was not as good as I thought.
Really? I could have told you that immediately.
Worse.
Are they?
I did okay. I sold some. Well, you literally said about everything I buy, and then I'm constantly sending you screenshots to show you that you were wrong.
That's one of my biggest
joys. Occasion.
That's one of my favorite things to do. It's like, oh, Dave's so excited. I'm like, you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't have bought that. Why'd you buy it? Why'd you buy those CB radios? Which, by the way, I'm already broken even on the CB radios.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Imagine if you made a profit. That would be cool.
I got three left. And
just wait for the returns.
Just waiting for the return. There, Kevin, let's pile on.
Anyways, what were we even talking about on this
Fast
show?
And
we were
Furious,
talking about
baby.
Cars.
Fast and
no,
Furious.
No, what I wanted to say was the guy who I got those car parts from, I was like a little leery of them, the $30 for them, because like they were a little like rusted, but that just happens because they're like 40-year-old car parts that are still boxed. I need to find the footage, but I'm pretty sure he told me he has tons more, and I wish I had like dug into that. And really like pursued it because if he really had
you know
tons
what you could
more,
do.
And I already made 400 in like 2 weeks. Oh my God.
You
gosh.
Could just go make $1,000 selling all the rainbow vacuums in your store.
Dude, rainbow vacuums.
Or the
blow
molds. I have so many.
Yeah, just go sell
there.
The stuff you have, bro. You got videos, don't you?
Ship, man. They just don't ship that well.
Tell me.
Rainbow
about
vacuums.
That's why I don't buy them.
Blow molds specifically.
Oh, blow molds are tough. But you're gonna live in such a populous area, just selling things on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm banned from selling on Facebook, but I know some people that aren't. I could get them to sell. My wife's not banned from selling on Facebook.
Well, there you go.
Her do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the way to go for sure.
What's the story? What's the story on that? How'd you get banned selling on Facebook?
I don't know. Like, I a lot of times, instead of actually selling something, I would just moon people. Like, I'd just go meet them in the parking lot and moon them and run away.
It's be like, guess,
can I keister guess it?
Where guess where your item is? Guess where your item is, and then
it's
they keistered.
Well, anyway, so we just recorded the podcast a couple days ago. What, 3 days ago? So I feel like it's a little treat. I get to talk to you guys.
Kevin's
people loved that we were positive towards each other, Carrie. Yeah, they really liked
it.
Let's make sure we don't do
that.
I didn't see
those comments. Yeah.
I didn't see any of those comments, actually.
Your love fest or something like that.
No, someone... Oh, you know what? It might have been like emails to me or something, or Instagram.
You got
emails? I got several messages, either email or Instagram. Probably 3 people told me they absolutely loved all the kind words we said about each other.
Oh,
so there were people very
that.
Excited about that. Probably because they know I'm not really the monster I pretend I am.
No.
So they're like, real Dave was actually
real
nice
Dave
to
is somewhat nice.
Dude,
hey,
but nice.
Super fan and Tim over the years has left 3 different comments at 3 different time periods, like yesterday, the day before, hours.
He's
like,
man.
I think he watches this thing like 3 times.
He's basically
just to
the
catch
best
it
glass seller in the universe.
Yeah,
greatest
it's a glass.
In the universe, 4, hates
5 comments. I see 5 from Tim over the years.
He cradles every item betwixt his cheeks before he sells them, as you should.
Fairly keistered. You know, I ordered some bubble wrap from Sam's Club. That's like, Tommy Bernard used to always promote Sam's Club and stuff.
What
I want to try it.
In the world, dude?
Yeah,
no.
Listen, it's the same
$49.99. No, oh no, it's not.
It is. I did
no,
the
it's
math.
Not. No,
okay,
it's not.
Well, clearly.
Well, okay. So how many? What do you? What? How many rolls did you buy?
Hold on, I'll go over to their website.com.
And have you measured it?
good point.
No, I haven't. I did hear that someone got a shipment from. What your shed used to be called, and it was short boxes.
Well, surprise.
Now, but I ordered for them recently, and I didn't count my boxes, and I'm like,
well, that's your problem.
Boxes. Yeah, I should have probably
that's
checked
your problem.
That.
Listen, I ordered from Bubble Boy yesterday at, in between 2 and 3, and it was here before noon today.
Some people get, for me, it takes,
crazy.
3 to 4 days for
how?
Bubble Boy.
Crazy.
It takes...
I don't know how
from where you are. That's wild.
It depends on where you are. Like when I was in North
Carolina,
Bubble Boy was same day or next day.
Did he
have
a
little one in North
Carolina? Drone drop it off over your farm or whatever?
Bad. It can be really fast. That's the big benefit of Bubble Boy. But
here's another benefit, not to promote him, but code Commonwealth for tape. But listen, if you have a subscription, you get it even cheaper. So I pay $47 and I get the quad, the 700 feet for 47. So 4 big
47
rolls.
47 for the, so how many square feet is that?
Well, they're a
700.
Foot. 700 yeah. 700 feet, yeah.
For 47. So I paid $15.67 for 240 square feet. So
here's the thing, just don't use
that
bubble
3,
wrap, guys.
15, 30, 40.
I never
basically
use bubble
same.
Wrap.
Yeah, same, yeah. You don't use bubble wrap? What do you use?
Hardly ever. Very rarely do we.
You ship
we don't
sports
sell...
cards.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I just wanted to try it, Kevin. That was awful.
Well, my subscription hits again on April 1st, but my subscription that I do doesn't give me enough anymore because I'm doing the Dibdit stuff and the whatnot
Dibdit
stuff.
Dibdit and whatnot use a lot of shipping supplies.
And we're selling crazy on eBay. Hey, I just sold something. I sold a phone.
My
I just sold a phone.
Crazy today. All my sales are big money. I want to talk about my poor life choice, but before I do, Carrie, tell us your favorite bubble wrap supplier.
My favorite bubble wrap supplier? Walmart.
Dawn.
Dude, have you ever bought Walmart bubble wrap? It's $30.
Oh my gosh.
I don't use it that much, guys, because... It's
okay,
make, if you,
then
you don't
get some
it.
From Bubble Boy and just let it sit there for a year and don't use that instead of paying literally 3 times the amount of money.
Now, Carrie, I've come around on Walmart boxes. They're good. They're
good
dealers.
So I was right the whole time.
Yeah.
I was almost
Nostradamus
of Walmart boxes.
It's still not the best deal.
Nostradamatrix. Give me your tattoo.
It's still not the best deal, y'all.
Submitting to my will
but
and what I chose.
They're lighter, they're good, and I like them. I tell you what. And the fact that I'm doing whatnot and dipped it, it's so easy to just go and get them when you need them as opposed to buy so much and store it.
Their
I
boxes,
love it.
Yeah. Dude, their boxes are not even more expensive. I can't even find them for as cheap
they're,
as Walmart at this
yeah,
point. Where
they
are you
are
buying them
bit.
Cheaper than Walmart?
I'm not buying them there.
But give me your affiliate link.
He's
the boxes are getting boxes. More expensive. I'm he's buying. I'm buying. These. Listen, we know you know the answer to this. I bought 8 bazillion of them when they were 50% off on that other company, and I'm still living off of them. I filled an entire shed up with it.
That company doesn't even sell golf boxes anymore. I'm now up to $2 a box for golf boxes. By the way, I can't find them for less. Than
go to a golf. Did you go to the golf? We've already talked about this. Go to golf courses and find a guy. Find
again,
a guy.
I mooned him. I can't help it. And
he's all like, guess where your clubs are.
This is just what I do, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's tough.
Okay, so let me tell you about this this crazy thing I did. It's not even crazy. I didn't make a mistake yet, but I just everyone's always commenting, Dave, your electric bill is so high because your windows are old. You need to get your windows replaced. You need to get your windows replaced all the time, right?
Yeah.
So I called the window companies. I went to Angie's List. Well, it was okay. So yes, and that's kind of what I want to talk about because I need someone to take me down to reality, ground me a little bit, tell me if this is good, if this is a bad deal. It seems absolutely insane to me, and so I feel like it'd be better if we try to let Carrie guess. Okay, Carrie, 20 windows, 3 windows? Sliding doors. Okay, and my front doors, which let a lot of air in on top and the bottom, they said I was losing a lot of energy that way. So to help my energy bill go down, we're talking replace the 20 windows that are 40 years old, replace the 3 sliders, and replace the
front
door.
Are these going to be stained glass?
No, just normal windows. Normal glass. Not even storm guard windows. Like not
like 1960s stained glass, because that would be dope. No.
Just standard double layer, you know. Windows. Okay. What do you think that should cost?
What should it cost? What do you think my
quote came back as after I sat with this guy for 3.5 hours?
Your quote was $9,800.
More.
Okay, Kevin, what do
plus
you think?
Plus an additional 15,000 to 20. 16,000.
15 to 20. Kevin is exactly where I thought. He's exactly where I thought. 15 to 20 is what I thought. Guys, the quote, and he said this crap with a straight face, and I laughed him out of my house. $77,000.
What? Dude, you
$77,000.
You can buy a house in 1982
for that. I could go buy a double wide and just move into that. My electric bill would be way cheaper.
That's dumb. What is
this? Your electric bill better be -8 for the next 20 years.
Listen, man, even if it saved me $300 a month, which it probably wouldn't, my break even is 24 years.
No, it's worse than that because you could. The opportunity cost for the money that you just laid out.
$77,000 I could have put even in a CD and earned 4% a year, 5% a year.
You could get $300 worth of high quality Saran wrap and it would do the job.
I want honest opinions down below, guys.
Well, the doors.
That seems a lot.
Did he quit? I thought the doors were $2,000 a piece. I dug into this.
I dug into this, okay? And I said, listen, just so I can get like an idea of where this price is coming from, what did you quote me on the front door? Because the front door is like, it's basically
it
a French
double?
Door.
Yeah,
that's double
a big,
door,
yeah,
French
that's
door,
expensive.
Right?
That's going to be 2,500. Well, here it'd be 25 to 4,000.
Right. And that's what I thought. So to me, you know, the door itself at Home Depot or Lowe's, if I wanted to do it, is probably 1,700, maybe $2,000 for the door alone. And then me and my dad could probably do the job in 4 hours because we know how to do that. It was just a convenience thing and he was already there and he said we should replace it. So I had him price it out. And so I'm thinking, okay, if I get them to do it professionally, maybe it's $5,000 for the front door. He told me that door, just that door, $19,700 to replace the front door.
It doesn't like
that's
have
insane.
An ornate like nativity scene
no,
stained
it's
glass
like
on
a
it.
Standard door. And I was like, what? And that means okay. And then I was like, so what about just the windows, not the sliding doors? Like just the windows, $42,000. Just for the 20 windows.
Does your neighbor
and I said, so that means
ice
that the three sliders are $17,000. That's how the math all plays out. So I think it sounds insane. I don't understand it. It's blowing my mind. And I'm just like, and it took so long. And he wouldn't let Tina leave. He's like, ma'am, you need to be here for the whole thing. I can't give the price if you're not here. And he's bringing in like this equipment. He's like, check out the double panels. He brings a freaking light like in fifth grade science class. Notice the heat is way less in this panel versus this pan. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So what is
he really laughing in his face though? Did you like legitimately laugh in his face?
I laughed when he said it. I laughed when he said it. And he's like, listen, if you do this program, blah, 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 we can give you a 10% discount off the 77. And that's when I laughed. I said, dude, we're so far away, you don't understand. Like, I thought 15 to 25 on the high end. Mm-hmm. I did not think this would come anywhere near a freaking brand new Escalade, sir. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So, yeah, that's crazy.
You can't trust Big Window.
I can buy a pontoon, a brand new pontoon boat for this price. Dude,
and you should.
You can find those people who have that, I don't know what it's called. They put it in the attic and it's reverse something or other. But you can get them to come in and test the spots in your house that have the worst and do something way, way cheaper. And that might not even pay off for a long time. So I don't know what to tell you. That's pretty brutal.
Well, I'm just like, I could call, my brother told me call Home Depot because he had Home Depot do two of his windows and it was like $800 for two windows. And I'm like, well, if I do the math there, 400 times 20, that's a lot cheaper than 77 grand or 40 grand, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, call some other folks, see what
that
happens.
That's eight grand to do all the windows if I do Home Depot. So I don't know. I was just.
Dude, Lowe's is probably half that.
Yeah, hey, and my mom's got the military discount I could use. You know?
Check this out, dude. I sold an Apple Shuffle today.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
For $33. Shuffle? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, and they put a request in here. Please fully charge this before you ship it.
Do you have a charger?
Yeah.
Okay, so do it.
Still not know. I'll probably do it.
Oh, man, so much work.
Not even doing with the customer request.
Yeah.
You're a terrible person.
It fully charged. It's charged. I tested, you know, whatever. I mean, come on. Plug the thing in, dude. I'll do it.
Ugh. Okay, your stomach and intestines absorb water into your bloodstream. Your kidneys then filter out excess water and divert it to your bladder. Huh.
I figured your throat. Your throat went directly to your scrot and you peed it out.
I always thought that too, Carrie. Literally, that's how I thought the body worked. Yeah. Throat to scrot. Yeah. But I guess it doesn't. Which is Kevin's.
Well, it doesn't serve the purpose, which is to cleanse the.
I'm a Commonwealth picker. Throat to scrot.
Merch. Somebody, there's another pin idea.
Yo, we were coming off a keystring episode. Let's like tamp it a little
bit.
We've
been doing pretty good so far.
Dude, this is all anatomy, man. It's all anatomy. Yeah.
About your windows for an hour.
So, serious question. How many items do you have listed on Mercari right now, Carrie? And Kevin? Gosh.
I don't have many. I got about 150.
Will you take them all down and start over?
No. I have like 8 to 10 and none of them are available. I need to take them down because they've all sold on eBay or something. I'm going to take them down and start doing cards again, probably.
I think I'm going to delist everything. I think I'm going to delist everything on Mercari.
Yeah, I'm going to delist and start over. Start fresh.
I don't want to pay 10% just to give them the play. Because they're going to double dip. They're going to get the
10%. That's crazy to me.
We don't want that.
They're doing the old Commonwealth double dip. Which is something he does in many spaces.
Many spaces. Let your imaginations run wild.
I hate this show.
I hate you. I hate it more. I used to be proud of this. This is.
You're not proud of this?
Why would you ever be proud of
this? Yeah, when was the moment?
I was, because it's funny. It's funny. Okay. Well, not informative, not funny. But entertaining.
That was not funny.
It was
funny. At every one of my jokes, by the way. You should feel guilty. You should feel guilty.
Probably should.
Oh, here we go.
Today? What is happening with my chair? Here we go. What do you want to say?
Heather Brooke, you poor Kevin. Poor Kevin, you guys pick on her too much. I like
we
that.
Should do
one.
Our original, we should do our original segment
this
about
is
bad
good.
Buys of the week.
This is good. Tim says, dude, we should all wear kilts when we go out picking together so we could all have the back of the cameras and all.
No,
just to wear the kilts.
Keistering, but it's implied.
Tim would look good.
Keistering is implied.
Tim would fit in a kilt. I mean,
he would
look good.
Yeah, he's got the red hair. Yeah,
the bagpipe with hair.
It'd make it easier when people were reaching into your fanny pack, Kevin.
Listen, I have two really bad sales that I need to ship. But I am kind of proud of my my total right now because I have 10 sales for a total of $860, which is pretty solid.
Really good.
Pretty solid. So.
It's a nice day. Let me see what I got.
Today was like all good. I sold an artisanal teddy bear for $125. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dawn, mostly,
you're welcome.
But thank you, Carrie.
Well,
this lady, so I have it listed at $200. I've got a sale on it. It's $165. She's like, hey, do the legs bend? And I write her back. I'm like, yeah, the legs bend. And she's like, okay, well, if you're ever willing to sell it for $125 down the road, I'd be interested. I'm like, listen, I'll sell it to you for $125 last week. I just adjusted the price. And she's like, oh, cool. I was like, I don't want these anymore. Please take
them
immediately.
So there you go, man. Dude, I don't know why you're so upset about that. You're going to sell those forever. You have a ton. They're going to be $100
here, $80
there.
I've made like 175 on artisanal bears in the last 4 days.
Yeah, dude. So you're the person. You're the one person doing it in the world right now. And Joanne.
Comic book for $120 today. Like,
man, was this Dave's brag fest today? Yeah. And wasn't it
just amazing at reselling? I don't know what to do about it.
Carrie, I didn't notice it until I watched the video last week. He was asking for our best sales last week so he could chime in with his comic book the week after. He said we only wanted to talk about the worst sales, which, by the way, I sold 14 for $600 today, Dave. You beat me pretty bad.
But that's not bad. No, that's Carrie. What's your quantity pending shipment and the total value of it?
Well, I don't know because I'm on my phone right now, but like I have 56 items I need to ship when I get home as of now.
Oh my gosh.
And we made, I think our, because we do the weekly now, I think it was like 1200 was last week. So, you know, I don't do as much as you guys. You guys, I mean, Kevin
so
gets
like
that
a $21
tax,
ASP. Kevin's like a 42, and I'm like an 86.
So mine's gone up, though.
And
I didn't even
make the freaking bracket of best reseller.
Still bitter. I got screwed, by the way.
Still bitter.
Totally
Ray, Nashville Flipper.
Yeah, we didn't shout out Ray. That was a good show. Dude, wait. Hold on 1 second.
He beat out Cincinnati Picker, part-time picker, me, and you, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, he beat me in the championship round and by the smallest margin of anybody. So I'll take that as a win. If you're going up against Dan.
He beat a realtor, a fake reseller, and a ne'er-do-well.
Am I the ne'er-do-well?
You're the fake reseller.
Excellent.
Yeah, we'll let everyone choose. One of them's a realtor. You'll have to figure it out.
Edit it out. 30,
he said
35.
He was going to send Kobe Bryant cards. You never sent him.
35.50, Dave. It's got to go.
Edit it out.
Good Lord.
Here, start right here.
Cut the whole
section
out.
A part to start right here. Edit
start
it out.
Right here. Yeah.
We'll
edit
act like
all
we never talked
of
about
what
it.
Just came out. Just end with I'm still bitter.
I'm cut still bitter right about there. Whatever I was just bitter about. No one will ever know what I said.
This is canceling this Dave... podcast.
Okay, so Kathy Randall over on Patreon said, I just joined
my
eBay store.
I have to say this is alleged, right? For legal reasons.
For Kathy, yeah. She said, I just joined the Patreon. My eBay store is Kathy's Thrifty Treasures. I don't think it showed my name. I love you guys. You make me laugh so much. You all are great. Happy Easter. Thank you, Kathy, for joining the Patreon. We really appreciate our Patreon members, and we let them down again last week, Carrie. We forgot to shout out our Wealthy as a Kevin.
Well, let's
members.
Do it twice. Let's do each name twice.
I think that's a good idea. So I'll say it, Carrie, and then
you
repeat
then
you
say
me.
It. And then Kevin will not do it because he refuses.
Yeah, Craig McLaughlin. Alexandria Pickers.
CJ Benz Fines.
The Flipper Skipper.
Brian Simperbill.
Superhero Headquarters.
Vintage Sports Flips.
ABC Matt.
New Jersey Picker.
Ray's Hell Resell. Logan Murky. Who's merch? He's not on here. Where's
merch.
You know who's merch?
Wait, we
you
can't
know
speak
who's
of
merch?
It.
Did he cancel?
Did he? What? No way.
We're going to call him out right here.
Paul.
We gave you so much advertising, Paul. Where are you?
We have to go and scrub your name from the records.
We're going to have to change the song to CJ Benz merch.
Who's merch? CJ Benz merch.
The FlipperSkippersMerch.com.
Hey, what is this? Okay. Harry Tornado almost caused a divorce at my flea market thing.
How's it? That should have been a number one, right?
Dude,
it wasn't.
Why?
It wasn't a number one. It's just a
people
great
are thing. Tired of clickbait. They want real. They want real content, Dave.
Well, but see, there's like this six layers to the divorce thing that, you know, you just don't get to know unless you watch the 33-minute video.
Yeah, exactly. That's the hard part about your videos. They have to watch it.
Yeah. So here's what happened, Kevin. I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get more views, and so I made that thumbnail. I don't know why it's confusing. It's pretty simple math here. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate that. And
hey,
I like Haley saying it's true. I wanted to make sure Haley was in the thumb, too.
Mm-hmm. No, that's all. You don't mess with
Josh,
Haley.
I feel no guilt because now I go to the flea market and the freaking plush lady yells at me all the time because Josh put her in his video after she told him not to. Josh tells her, please don't use me in your video. He does, and he makes her the freaking thumbnail.
Yeah, you're like Timu Harry Tornado.
Wait a minute, who do you use?
This lady at the flea market
at
the Webster.
Really?
And
she
this lady
said
thinks
not
I'm
to?
Josh. Yeah, she said, don't use me in your video. And Josh literally puts her in the thumbnail, has her as like the main part of the video.
And then
and now, every
the
time
doll.
I go, she's like, oh, there's Harry Tornado, because I kind of look like him. Don't film me, Harry Tornado. Every time I go to the flea market, she yells at me now because of Josh. So I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to make a little.
Just, why don't you go up there and tell her that I'm not.
You did I told make her, a lot. I said him every time. I say, I'm not Harry Tornado. He's a different guy. And she's like, you look a lot like him.
That's funny. I like it. Did you see
but
I put
where
some...
I bought the Chuck E. Cheese from Kevin.
Yeah.
The $25
bad purchase.
Yeah, so do you think she watches the videos?
I don't know. I think she's
see,
on the run.
I did a private pick today. It was an old buddy.
She's on the run.
I didn't catch that. Oh, yeah,
I
got
she's on the run.
A lot
if
of
it's on
matter,
in the but... home, she watches it.
Yeah. So I got a phone call from an old buddy of mine. I taught his kids. I coached his kids. He's like, I'm moving. Come on over, get this stuff and buy it from me. I'm like, oh gosh, you know, I don't want to do that. I hate doing that. But I go over there today and I walk in there. He's got a HeroQuest game sitting there. That was in the garage sale pile. He made all the stuff that he thought I'd like, and I picked a few things. And then I went over to his garage sale pile that he was going to have, and I picked the heck out of that thing. HeroQuest, really? Ninja Swords. Have you ever heard of that board game?
That's
Ninja
the game
Swords?
Me and Carrie play.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Walls.
It's a urinal exclusive.
No, Kevin, we take this like it's a what's it called?
LARPing?
All right. LARPing.
Volo.
LARPing.
If you ever sign
dude, I want to LARP, by the way.
We should LARP, Kevin.
Like role models.
Kevin could be the king, yeah, and we can be like trying to we're the peasants.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what LARPing is? Live
imagine.
Action role playing?
No,
it's where you like dress up in medieval outfits
do
and you go
as a middle-aged person and then times it by 10. That's how cool it is.
Next Trash Academy up is a LARPing event.
All right, for anybody out there listening for some information, Ninja Swords board game, never saw before.
I feel like Paige would
$200.
Be able to explain it to Kevin. Paige, explain it.
Ninja Swords or?
No, LARPing. I want to LARP.
Look at this.
Kevin, you go to the urinal and you play Ninja Swords. Kevin, when I look up Ninja Swords, it just shows swords. It's a board game?
Yeah, board game. Yes, Milton Bradley.
Okay,
Ninja Swords. Pretty sure.
I can't find it.
Maybe I got it wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's
you're
ninja
giving
swords.
A bolo that's not real.
Samurai swords. Samurai swords. There you go.
This guy. You can't even bolo,
ninja
right?
Samurai. Come on.
I
never
have
saw
to
it.
School you on the difference between a samurai and a ninja, Kevin.
I'm very well
difference.
Aware. I'm very well aware.
You know, I talked to Death Pile Picker for like an hour tonight, Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we might go picking together here soon. There, Samurai Swords. I found
you're
it.
Gonna do the sale. After
I might
all?
Do it. I might do it. Yeah,
well, thanks. I bailed on him, and I'm regretting it. I'm considering like the day before just jumping in the car. But it all depends on this weekend. If we get sales this weekend, I might just stay.
The thing that sealed the deal for me is it's the place Rod's picking. That day, Friday, is 25 minutes from Anna's gymnastic meet that I'm going to. So I'm already going to be over there. So I'm like, I'll just go after and meet up with those guys. You know, I'm going to probably do it.
Okay. So, cool. Hey, Mel put out a video. They bought 30,000 books. 30,000
Dude, Mel
books.
Was messaging me because one of her videos is exploding right now. She's really excited.
Oh, yeah? Very
it's
cool.
Like I'm starting over at 50 years old or something, or 49 years old, which is a cool title. I think that's pretty good.
Kind of get outside the niche.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really good. Probably put herself in the thumbnail. Hey, John put out a video today,
I keep
too.
Getting recommended someone I'd never heard
Cincinnati
of before,
Picker.
Carrie at Home. Have you heard of Carrie at Home? I keep thinking
it's
Carrie,
her
but
stuff.
She's not.
I'm not.
Yes.
I'm in an apartment.
Yeah, she's significantly better at reselling.
She has a home, yeah.
So she owns a home. But yeah, I keep getting recommended her stuff. So that's
I have too.
Seems like she's fairly new,
too.
But she's really getting pushed by the algo. So
I think it maybe there was
I
older
keep getting
videos
pushed videos of just dancing. Like I'm interested in dancing for some reason.
And it always seems to be immodestly dressed ladies, isn't it?
It's actually just learning how to dance.
Oh, okay.
That's where you're getting.
Right, what were you going to say, Kevin?
I don't know. She's 47 years old, not 50, just for the record.
Yeah, well, okay, I tried it.
Kevin's very sensitive about that, considering he's not going to be 47
By the time this video comes out, I will be 47.
Can we talk about the old school flips guy, Jimmy?
He's
flips?
Dead to me. I'm never speaking about
Why
him
Why is he
again.
Dead to you?
Yeah,
because he voted for Dan over me. I lost by like
2%. Oh, yeah, that is upsetting. I didn't watch. Once I wasn't in the top 16, I immediately discounted that and said, nope.
The whole thing was rigged. The whole thing was rigged. It was all rigged.
Oh, he's yeah, only saying that because I beat Carrie. Yeah, that's why exactly. He's saying it.
The only correct answer was Thrift Mine. That was the only correct
they
answer.
They put out a video. Listen, they asked a question.
Space now.
When they asked a question, they're like, all right, you drop Carrie and Kevin in a flea market. Who's going to make more money?
Oh,
and
Kevin.
I said, no, I said Don.
No, that's who's going to spend more money. I could also buy $1,500.
Could have a come up in cards
that I never post. As
you
well.
You could also have a come up in cards. You've had moments like that where you find like a crazy card buy at a flea market. So
I'm
that
good at
happen.
Cards. I take that one pretty serious. Yeah.
And flea markets there are more cards than most places, so he might be able to beat you if he gets lucky at the flea.
I'm doing a lot better on those transfers than I thought. I had two good buys down there, and I told Mike it wasn't a very good buy, and then I started making money on it, and he wanted back in the deal, and I'm like, nope, you're out now. So
what was the
t-shirt buy, dude? I'm going to make like $1,600 on that
Nike?
Box of t-shirts. I'm selling them like crazy. So yeah, like
Nike,
two, three
right?
A day.
The dry fit? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was after Josh picked
that
it.
That guy,
so.
Well, I know, and then I went to him third, and I bought like the worst thing he had, these stupid action figures in big yellow boxes that I'm losing money on. But he said, yeah, Josh already came by and Kevin, and I brought Kevin bulk by his shirts. I brought him all these shirts.
You gotta
he literally
talk
brought
to that
those
guy.
For you.
Really?
He literally brought those for you. Yeah. And he'll be excited to hear you.
Yeah.
Killed it.
That was awesome. So, I mean, there's still some smalls and stuff are going to be tough, but I mean, I sell like one every day.
You could always wear them, though. So that's good.
I actually kept two for myself, and one of them had a stain on it for some reason. They're all brand new, but I think I must have dropped some on the way home or something. I don't know what I did to it.
Yeah. But, or maybe when you were driving, you had an itchy bunghole.
Exactly. You had to, one of them was pre-keistered.
If you don't wipe well enough, your butt gets itchy, which is a weird thing to me. I don't understand
it
why
weird.
It's itchy.
Yeah, you think it would be more swampy than itchy.
Yeah, the transition. What is going on there? Mm. Maybe I've got like an open wound or something on the.
It's like not. That's
hole.
Like one of the top three places you don't want an open wound is your butthole.
Dude,
I'm just
45 minutes.
We're gonna
don't forget
here.
To remind me to delete that thing at 36 minutes. I'm gonna make a note from.
Let's talk about Dibdit for a second.
It was not that bad.
I want to talk about Jimmy, but yeah, let's forget.
Oh, talk about Jimmy. Talk about Jimmy.
Okay, so. I don't know if you heard his podcast. He's on some podcast about pocket change or something.
No, it's something else.
Now it's the
pocket change SSK promo show, whatever. So he's on there, and he was talking about going to a sale. It was like a church sale or a community sale or something like that. And he spent $50 to get in. You heard this?
No, I'm
thinking
it.
He went to a sale that charged you $50 to get in. Which is cool, right? That's kind of cool, right? I think that'd be a great thumbnail and title. They charged me $50 to get into this.
I got one
sale.
Of those videos.
Cool story,
it's like
bro.
3 years old.
This isn't about you, Kev.
Kevin, this is about somebody else, buddy.
What's his name? Brandon also did a video about that estate sale company up there. But no, so he goes there and he finds a hat. It's like a $250 vintage hat, Kevin. You would have been in heaven, right? $250 with plenty of sold comps. He gets in line, but there's tornado warnings.
Wait a minute. Jimmy?
Yes.
Ken was at that sale. I heard Ken say that story.
Really?
Are you messing your stories up? He was in a greenhouse, and Ken had to leave the greenhouse and get to a different building.
They must have gone to the same sale. That's possible. Two people can go to one sale. They live near each other. Did he talk about a hat?
No. I didn't listen.
Jimmy had a $250 hat in his hand. He was in line a couple people back. And he was so scared of the tornado that he just gave the hat away and left.
Ooh, that's a carry move.
Tornadoes, that is totally a carry move.
Tornadoes are dangerous, man.
Yeah, right, you would have done it, wouldn't you? Yeah, I wanted your opinion.
Left with, I would have left with the hat.
You can't. You have to wait in line because they
not
were still
if
checking
a tornado.
People out. Well, they weren't.
It's called
they
tornado
wasn't.
Law.
Was he wearing
you
a kilt?
Run off with stuff if there's a tornado that's imminent.
Well, I was thinking, like, because I've been at sales where the lines are super slow at these rummage sales, and I've literally done the move where I walk by and just drop 20 on the
table.
Yeah,
I would have dropped.
Like, I've done
well,
that
I don't
sort
know what
of
I
stuff.
Done.
Yeah.
I've never even experienced a tornado, man.
I get nervous about tornadoes, and if you're in a greenhouse, I can definitely see the fear, but I don't really understand how being in a car is safer than being in a building. Like, cars are not that safe during
no,
a tornado.
No, but probably more safe than a greenhouse.
Well, they all went to a different building. There was other buildings there. They didn't stay in the greenhouse. Once it got actually dangerous, they put them in a safe spot. So, to me, I would have friggin' kept the hat.
I kind of remember Ken saying something like they told everybody to put their bags, that like IKEA bags.
Jimmy left
put
before
it down.
Any of that happened. Jimmy bailed before any. Yeah, he left before any of that happened. So I personally,
I
want to
see the
I
video.
Played it out.
I'll see the video.
Dude, I wonder if he recorded. That would be a good video. I don't know, but it sounds like Carrie would have left it.
2 years ago, Dave, this garage sale had a cover charge, $71,000. There you go.
Well, we didn't ask for the numbers, but that's okay.
That's cool. Carrie, you'd love this sale because I bought cases of baseball cards.
Where are they, man? Did you sell them
all?
Sold them all.
This is like 2.5 years ago.
So, Kev, do you actually think you have a good chance of garage sales this weekend? It's Easter weekend.
The weather's supposed to be okay. I think there'll be a couple.
Yeah, I hope.
I think there'll be a couple. And the next week. Yeah, I don't think it'll be great, but I don't need great. I just need a sum to get me through because I've got some footage and stuff. And then the week after should be pretty good.
He doesn't even think about like the sourcing for his eBay store. It's all just about footage for him.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, I'm sourcing like crazy. That's bull. I'm sourcing so much stuff more than I ever have. Look at the comic books. Talk about sourcing.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the rest of them? You didn't even.
I had a message from a birdie, by the way. Tell me. No, I sold 330 comic books in one day on
Dude. You had a message from a birdie?
A little birdie told me. That, like,
hey, little bird, send me a message.
Silly like, droppers. I'm not going to drop any names because it was a private message, but I'm going to say this to you what the message was. They're like, it sure seemed like Dave. It sure seems like Dave was getting way too much money for his comic books on that show. Mm. I know it doesn't seem right.
It's
kind of
wild what charisma can do for you, Jeff.
It's a what?
Charisma.
Dave comes in my whatnot the other day and says, check out ADH. Entertaining. He says, check out ADH, Dave, for not a boring whatnot.
The thing is, I can work off script and you can't. And so, like, when you're on a live and you don't have a script, it's just not as good as me off script.
I've never said
like you didn't have help because you seem like an uncomfortable, like, baby because you had the little kid shirt on.
I did that dibdit sale.
Old face.
Completely 100% by myself. I did preparation for it, unlike Dave, who was, like, scrambling to try to figure out what the heck he was doing. I was actually prepared for something.
Can I tell you, like, I've had a kind of crazy week, but yesterday specifically, it went off the rails.
That was today. Day for me, man.
Oof. Yeah, it just went off the rails time wise. Like, Tina's car broke down like 3 days ago, and then while I was at the store, couldn't get the thing started, had to go get like a battery and get it installed, all that. And then after that, what was it yesterday? I don't even remember what happened. Oh, I had to take Callie to art class, and I promised my daughter I'd make her something for dinner, her favorite thing for dinner. So I come home from art and I have to like quickly cook her dinner. And it's like normally takes me like 45 minutes to an hour, and I've got like 30 minutes. So, and then I'm going to start the dibdit, which I haven't had time to schedule yet because I was so busy.
You should have told me, dude. I could have jumped back on. I'd have gone back on.
Listen,
I made
it happen, and I sold $300+ worth of comic books in an hour. I was happy with that. That was a cool haul. Carrie was with me. Carrie missed it. Carrie got really super emo after he missed it.
I was annoyed by that one.
Yeah, like I walked up. I was like, this is a big stack of old vintage 12-cent, 15-cent comics. I was like, how much? They weren't good condition, but they were like good comics.
I don't usually get upset about that, but time I was like, man.
I think I was like $30 for the whole stack, and I was like, all right. And so
you
I
always
ran
find them, and you
like
never
300.
Know what the heck they are, and you still find them. Yeah, you're getting better though.
I know what comics are.
Yeah, but you don't know. Like
better.
I know.
They've got paper. Even I'm getting a little better. He was teasing me because I had some image in there.
Oh, I know. He had it was worse than I thought. Remember when we were saying Kevin's just going to be selling image? He was selling 10 of the same image in one line.
Like,
dude, you guys want some Valiant comics?
He's like, multi-quantity.
Listen, I had all bagged and boarded. If you're going to try to sell something like that, you might as well get somebody for a couple bucks and let them have them all, right? You know, they can put them in their little box. No.
How are you shipping these?
Well, I'm doing sets of 10, right? Here. Uh-huh. Here you go. The carry will like this. Hold on. I'll be right back.
And he's going to show us two pieces of cardboard that are coming.
No, shut up.
Did I just spoil it? I just spoiled it, right? Yeah. He's going to take these boxes. Because I use the Gemini comic mailers. And then
I don't think
can
there's
reuse
any
those,
chance
so
he's
going to
fit it in there.
It's a Walmart box. That's a Walmart box he's holding up, guys, who are listening and can't see. It's an 11x7.5x5.
Yeah, that's how I've done it before. I'll cut
there you go.
Those,
this
honestly.
Is actually a really good box. If they're, you know, have some protection, if they're in some something.
I've literally
you know.
Shipped comics in like.
And because these aren't, I'm not selling like crazy good ones.
It up,
there
Kev,
were
or
some
you just
good ones.
Dropping them in there.
You could drop cutting them in and then you
well,
can
it depends,
box,
right?
Cut them down
but
too.
I was selling lots of 10 at only $1.50 extra with the shipping, right? For each additional. And so if somebody bought, you know, four of them or whatever, I mean, it's like a perfect fit. You put a little paper in the top, they're not moving. And I think it's
certainly good enough for what I was selling for a cheap price.
I don't think
it
would be good for non-boarded ones, but yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't disagree with you, but most of the packs had some boarded ones in it, so it kind of protects the ones that aren't boarded underneath them. I get what you're saying. Listen, I wouldn't do that if I was selling, you know, $50 comic book.
Yeah.
But I was selling these lots and these packs. No, dude, there was tons of Marvel
stuff.
There
was a comic called DP7. I don't know what the heck that was. There was not even a real comic, I don't think.
Whatever, he was selling Richie. I was selling the same, some of the same stuff, the old stuff in there.
My old company was called the DP7. It was $3,000. It was a good product. Mm. We did well.
Man, you could buy a window.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I could buy a quarter of a window with that. Just thinking about all the things I could buy with $77,000 versus these windows, it's just like,
dude,
insane. I don't even understand. I could buy a whole solar system, Kev.
There you go.
Literally, just then I got no power.
And it's not even just a solar system. They come in and insulate everything, every crack and crevice.
For
$77,000, I thought you meant like a solar system. Like, I'm like, what kind of dude? I didn't even know they had monetary value on a
Venus
solar system. Like, you buy anyone that's far off that nobody cares about?
That's like an eclipse on April.
I really thought that. I was like, what does he mean by that?
Yeah, did you see it on Harry Tornado Show? Buy your own solar system. Become a lord of a solar system.
You can own a piece of the solar system.
Sounds like Mormonism.
An eclipse on April 8th. It's a black swan event as well, as on top of all the other ones.
Hey, there only has to be one event like that, you know.
Okay.
Hey, so railroad pickers in here.
Is he in the comments? What did he say?
Whoa, what did he say?
Railroad reseller is the top seller.
Is it top seller? That's the comment he put?
Yeah, that's what he chose?
What does that mean?
What's it pertaining to? Where? Who? Him?
What is happening?
Choo-choo?
On the railroad.
What's his go-to scamp phrase? Choo-choo?
He's a scamp. He's a little scamp. Okay,
little scampy.
Shrimp scampi? Yeah, I told you about the time I made.
Hey, that's birthday dinner. Little surf and turf. Our swinger friends are having us over for dinner.
He called them swinger friends. You heard it here first, guys.
Is it going to be one of those like sushis on a body? Are you going to be the body they put the sushi on?
Oh my gosh, have you seen Eyes Wide Shut? Kevin's actually the star of that. He's.
I've just seen parts of it. Yes.
Yeah, specific moments.
Dialogue parts only, yes.
So we've got a comment on our Trash to Cash, guys. The comment is, you've got a natural talent for making complex topics accessible.
Oh, dude, that's
I love it. That's
okay,
true.
And that was from YouTuber by YouTube View 7. So I think, you know, buy some YouTube views.
Let us know the price.
And there was some guy in my comments today again on my Flipper video, which is doing very well, by the way, telling me that there's some investments in crypto if I email this guy at Hotmail.
Oh, do
and
it.
I think
do
I'm
going
to message
it.
Him.
Yeah. Do it. Hit that
he
link.
He just needs my social security number.
Give him the access to your YouTube page as well.
Well, I gave him access to Retro Ricks. I think that'll be good enough.
I get one on my Facebook often, and they go on there and they say, hey, you know, your channel's about ready to be suspended unless you fill out
that
this
a lot.
Thing. I get that all the time on Facebook.
It's always like a link, and then the link takes you so they can steal your info.
Man.
So, Kerry, you're in Utah. Can you let us know what's the flip situation there? Are you seeing J Ride every day?
I tell you, thrifting out there is still good.
Dude, crazy. Thrifting has been terrible. Well, overall this week, it hasn't been that
where good. Where you're at or where he's at?
Yeah. Well, he's in southern Utah, which is like 5 hours away. I'm in northern Utah. It's
what is typically better?
Northern Utah is amazing. And typically, and we found a couple really good things like Dawn. Thank you for the thumbs up, Kev. Don, can I just, I'm just going to say Don found, and I want you guys to go ahead and just assume that's every of the items that I'll say.
All right.
There's like this cool giant crab from the Cirque du Soleil show, Ka. It's like huge, and it's
someone
like worth $100.
Yeah,
someone
I saw that show. Really?
Way to bum me out. We found a plush.
Recently?
Closer.
8 years ago, 10 years ago.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, still sad. Yeah. Okay.
Man, I'm just having such issues.
Here. Yeah, so I mean, it's been okay. We found some stuff. I went to a card show for 2 days, and I did a video that's blowing up on that card show. So that made me happy. And then went to the card shop all day. While Don went to the thrift store today, because that's how we do it.
Did you find like some good, super valuable cards?
At the card show, especially. Yeah, I did really good at the card show. Like dollar cards that are worth 50, 60.
Wow.
You know, that's stuff awesome. Like that. I found quite a few cards like that. It was a good weekend. And then, I didn't find anything amazing thrifting. You want me to talk about this or no?
I had the comments pulled up the Trash to Cash, and Ian Harden made me laugh. It said, "Welcome to Keystring Antiques, a niche podcast. I'm your host, Prison Wallet John." Prison Wallet John is the host. I just thought that was funny to call it your prison wallet.
Oh my god!
It's your prison wallet. Yeah, that's kind of funny.
I didn't even think of it. I just thought he stole wallets and went.
No. His prison wallet is the keister. That's why it's funny.
See, Kevin knew that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then user BRTZT1FD6Q said, went to my AMC theater. They're totally missing the point, Carrie, just like everyone else. Went to my AMC theater. They only had the Puffs marshmallow drink. It's selling new in the plastic wrap for $44 on eBay. My AMC theater cost for new with plastic is $21.50. Shipping $6. eBay fee is 15%, $6.60. Your total profit is $9.90. Not worth it, in my opinion. Listen, user, me and Carrie just want free popcorn. We don't care about the profit.
We make
$9
popcorn. We get a large popcorn, which is $15, right?
I don't understand. This isn't hard. This math isn't hard.
We are going to eat popcorn whether we pay for it or don't. We prefer not to pay for it.
It's like going to the baseball game to get the bobblehead and selling
just
the bobblehead.
Just so you can go to the baseball game
for
free. Exactly,
I do that all the time. Yeah, I always think, okay, this is going to pay for the ticket or for the hot dogs, or for, you know, maybe if we have to get Pepto-Bismol or whatever.
That's why whenever I visit Kevin, I steal a few things from the shed just to pay for my travel.
It's true. It's
like, hey, look at this enderman I found. It's true.
One time I stole 5 different He-Men from his shed, and I still had both my hands open, so he didn't know that I was stealing them, but I was.
Well, that's
so when I can't find an item, I know. It's like, at least you can do is...
You
like,
can have them back.
Go on there and delist it for me or something. Jeez.
Okay, so Utah, the thrifting has been mediocre. But
it's
been mediocre
this week, yeah.
Okay, but you're having fun with your family?
Yeah, I'm at my stepson's house
your mother?
Right now.
Have you seen
my
your mother?
My mom is good. Yeah, I saw my mother. We hung out. She hung out all day with me yesterday, and then she texted me today and said she had a great time. So she had a good time.
That's a really nice text.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got that really nice text.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, are you being sincere? Because I was.
And then Kevin's down there with I am out of topics. Really, what do you guys got? You got anything?
My mom. I take my mom around, and we go
through me with that comment.
Time.
We have to remove.
Hey, yeah, no, I got. No.
Don't remove that comment, by the way. Leave it up.
I gotta remove it.
Did you see what I did?
Patreons only.
You're a wuss.
Since you're out of topics, did you see what I did? I dibbed it. Now there's a bar at the top that has all the categories. Did you see that? You should go check that out. I did that.
You did the technical work for that?
No, I did
that. You did the programming part of it?
But here's what you should do. I also made
it. You asked me to do it, and I did.
I have a Commonwealth Picker category now. So when I list items, it shows up as all my items.
Why do you get
to? You can do it too, Carrie. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Oh. Make an American arbitrage category because I'm putting auctions over there super cheap and doing stuff like that.
Can I just put real Commonwealth Picker items and then I can get your people?
American arbitrage category.
Yes,
garbage. I like that name. Good. Yeah. I haven't been sourcing in like 2 weeks now. It feels very weird.
Are you jonesing?
So you're actually making money.
I'm jonesing. Yeah, I'm stacking a little cash right now. I'm going to be doing a lot of sourcing in the next 14 days.
You need to go to the thrift store on a Monday and just get it all out of you, dude. Stop by Wacko's and just make it a
Why on a Monday?
Isn't that the day they're half off?
Wednesday is half off, yeah.
How's your eBay inventory, like, to list? Do you still have a lot of eBay inventory to list?
Not a ton. And my container, if I went over to my container, I got a big tote of baseball bats that I really, really should go get.
Yeah, this is the time
right
of year.
Now,
like last
I have been
month
selling, like, golf
them.
Clubs insanely. I have been selling so many golf clubs. Like,
you're
every
like
day I'm pulling golf
ADH
clubs.
Dave Golf at this point.
It's really crazy. Like, and I finally listed my Scotty Cameron. I've gotten 3 offers since I listed it for $150, but I'm kind of trying to hold out because I listed it for $250. But I don't know, Kev, what do you think I should get for a Scotty? Scotty Cameron.
Totally depends on the Scotty. There's so many different ones.
Someone painted the head of this. That's the problem. Like, they tried to repair it, so they painted it with black paint.
This is the one you called Uncle Steve Picker about.
He says I probably shouldn't take 150. He says I should wait. So
yeah, he is cheap, boy. Let me tell you, he could buy something for $10 and put it for up there. He's done it's like $2,000 item, and somebody comes in at like $1,750, and he's like, I think I can get $18 for it. I'm like, dude, just sell the dumb thing.
I'm a little torn on it because it would be nice to just take the 150. I paid a lot for it. I paid like $60. So I really would like to get over two for it. If I can.
That was happening on a card today. I think I paid $1 or $2 on, and I kind of made up a price because it's fairly rare. I put it at like $50, and then I got somebody up to like $22, and Don's like, don't take that. Don't take it. I'm like, it's a good profit. And I kind of made up the price-ish. So, but yeah, Don wins because apparently she chooses if I take my card offers now. Apparently is what I'm
bitter. You can see the bitterness, right? Like you can, it's like seeping out of it.
That guy's finally going to pull his weight. Except. Send offers at 50% off.
She says 75% off all my cards.
Carrie, someone put in the comments that they want a trash to cash wedding of you and Don getting married, and like the Patreons and stuff are invited to the wedding. Like it's a tier.
That's
if
that's
you spend X, then you can come to the Carrie Don wedding.
Dude, a lot better benefit than getting a pin to stick you when you grab it out of the mailbox.
$1,000 tier to be Carrie's best man. We're looking at you, Mike. We're looking at you.
Yeah, you could Brian. Be my Make-A-Wish best man.
Dude, I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be like the event of the year, the Carrie Don wedding.
We
can do the Carrie and Don divorce next year. It'll be
me and Don want to be profitable on this. You know what I mean?
Because
you
want to make a profit on the wedding.
Neither,
we do a GoFundMe for the wedding charges.
Yeah, neither.
Get
of
married
us
at the 127.
Oh, there you go. Oh, like North Tennessee.
Yeah, North Tennessee. Nothing going on.
Friday night specifically.
Yeah, Friday night. We'll have some people make like a little down-home meal.
Yeah. Potluck. Dude, my wedding was a potluck. I did a potluck wedding. It was real cheap. Just had people bring their own food.
I remember.
I was also 19, so I had no money.
Dude, yeah. That's a long time ago. Yeah. I'm not 19 anymore.
Yeah,
people spend too much money on weddings, man. Holy
moly. That's true. Tim, we're looking at you, buddy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, yeah, no.
Hey.
I don't know what you spent, but I can just tell that Tim, he did a wedding.
I feel like his beard maintenance is more than like my entire maintenance for the year. Just for
Do you like that comment I sent you today on YouTube where the person's like, it's like a series of events, their comments. They say, please tidy your wild gray beard. 10 minutes later, constantly itching your nose because your large beard is growing up into it. 10 minutes later, I can't watch this today.
Yeah, I honestly thought you were sending a trash to cash thing and it was about me. That's what I honestly thought for a second.
About Carrie, not you?
It was on my video.
Oh, no,
it was about me.
Kevin assumed it was about me, which is hurtful.
Which literally, it was funny because by the end of the video, I had a haircut and my beard trimmed. Like it was like over a couple days. So in the first half of the video, my beard's long. And
I trimmed
like
my
this.
Own beard and it looks great.
You got a compliment in my video today.
The grays.
They're like,
did you take out the grays?
You were only
really?
In it for just a second. Yeah, he looks like he might have there. I think he's doing it, y'all.
No, I just picked out the grays. I just get a couple long grays and I pick them out.
I can't do that. I wouldn't have a beard anymore. If
yeah,
I did that.
Mine aren't as thick as yours, but you're a year older than me. Give me a year. So let's hear about this compliment, though.
Dave's been waiting. So somebody just said, wow, Dave's lost a lot of weight. Good for him. That was the first good compliment I've ever heard in my videos.
Honestly, ever since Atlanta, Georgia, I've been failing on my diet. I don't know why. It broke my brain, Carrie. I'm all out of whack.
It's because you've been really super busy. That's why.
I've been super busy. Hard. I've been trying to get a lot done. And also, there was this scary thing someone put in the comments about fasting that kind of sent me spiraling on anxiety about it. So there was a big news story about fasting, like increasing your chance of heart attack or whatever recently.
Yeah,
but it was kind of ridiculous.
What is it? Causation doesn't mean what is the whole terminology? Because the people who are intermittently people who are fasting that way typically are overweight. So yeah, they're going to have more issues in general. You would think.
Well, the study said 90% more likely to have a heart attack. And I'm like, what is the 90% of? Like, that's kind of a...
So 90% would be like, here, I got OCD. I can explain this to you.
Explain to me. So if like 100 people,
one in 100 would have a heart attack. Now 1.9 out of 100 would.
That's
have a heart
not that much more, but it sounds exactly. like it twice sounds as like, much.
It's like, yeah, it sounds like nine times as much.
And so it made me spiral for like 3 days where, because I get anxiety, not as bad as Carrie, but I get anxiety, especially about my health. I constantly am having an appendicitis issue. Like, Tina, my appendix is bursting. I can be like, I can have a pain in my arm. I think my appendix is bursting, honey. I don't know. Is it up here? Is this my appendix? I don't know. I think I'm dying. Because I'm like Carrie. Carrie will go like research the disease and learn everything. I flee from it. And I don't even want to know where my appendix is. Don't even tell me. I don't want to know. Because then it will burst. I'm pretty sure. So as soon as I saw that study, Carrie, like, I was like, I'm done fasting. And for like the last 4 days, I wasn't fasting. And then I finally like started trying to understand the percentages. And I was like, I don't think 90% is actually twice as much. And then I'm like, now I'm trying to get back into it. But it's hard to get back into a diet if you like fall off it like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm
in a constant cycle of like, I'm doing good. And then I just make one bad decision. And then it's just... you know, like I shouldn't be eating this, but I'm doing it. You know what I mean? And then I have a hard time with food, honestly.
Yeah. So I need to be careful. I mean, I've still been doing good about not eating before noon just because like I'm to the point where I don't get hungry till noon, but it's the like late night eating, which always kills me. That's what kills me. It's like 10 PM having some pizza. That's, you know, anyways, Kevin, do you have no comment, or you're just like, yeah?
Well, I'm Phil. I was kind of, you know, you're talking about other stuff. I was reading my comments from my video today because Tim also left 4 messages in my video today.
Yeah, I don't think he watches my picker videos. Was it picker or flipper?
The art of resale was the free. Now people put first. Do you have anybody that puts first in your comments?
I have someone who puts heyo. I really like it.
Heyo.
Oh,
yeah. And the Hawaii one. Hey, I wonder if this does anything. The Hawaii.
Yeah, what's
symbol.
The guy? He just like puts a random timestamp and then Hawaii and then
I don't understand. That's
Oh, it was so funny because I did my comic
it's
book.
It's nice,
video,
but
right?
I don't understand it.
I did my comic book video and like everyone keeps commenting the big, because I titled it like the biggest sale ever or my biggest eBay sale ever. And so everyone's commenting, let me save you time. Skip to 30 minutes and 26 seconds.
Yeah,
that's where
you
talked
about.
I keep deleting them.
Yep.
I keep deleting them. Like, nope. Even Art did it. Art went in there and put the timestamp. I was like, deleted.
Seriously, that's
funny. What's going on? So I want to know what's going on with YouTube Live. So I don't know if it's happening to you, Kevin, but anytime I multi-stream from Dibdit or whatnot, I get absolutely horrible trolls.
I don't, and but you're doing it on your flip. See, I don't do anything
channel.
Live on Picker or Flipper ever. So yeah. I did it on Garage Sale Nation, and there's, you know, 16,000 subs over there, and then most of them are short kind of people. So I don't know.
I could almost expect it on Picker, but on Flipper, it just doesn't. Like, I think what they're doing, Carrie, is they're putting these lives on the
short shelf in it. Yeah, getting the riffraff,
and they're saying horrible things, like aggressively terrible things on there that I'm just like, none of my viewers, even my haters wouldn't say that sort of stuff.
And it shows up over on Dibdit because that stuff feeds through. Yeah. So I saw Jocelyn and some of her first ones on Knickknacks that was going on too. So there, you have to have a mod over there. And I was going over to do it, and I saw Tina did it. So
yeah, Tina modded, and then Paige actually saved my butt big time on a whatnot the other day. Him and Ryan, the event planner, they were in there. I modded them real quick, and they were like squashing the trolls, but there were so many. It was like an aggressive amount of trolls
in whatnot. So, over on your YouTube.
I was multi-streaming on YouTube, and so I keep having to like get a bunch of I don't know, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
I'm thinking about I've been having more sales than usual. You know, I cut down to 3 videos a week about a year and a half ago because I was getting, you know, 15 to 20 sales for each video, and it's gone up so much. I have like 30 sales in a video. I'm thinking about going back to 4 videos. What do you think about that? 4 videos a week.
I think, you know, what did we do to deserve that sort of treatment? Like, how many have to do that to us?
I used to do 5 flipper videos.
I know,
a week.
And we're so glad you stopped.
Oh my gosh! All right, I'll take that as that. That's it. That's my answer.
Comment
below.
Do you guys want a 4th Kevin video?
I like
every
to
week?
Talk in my videos about topics that matter, and if I have 30 sales,
like
I can't do it.
They'll like it. It probably won't make a difference in your viewership because YouTube's weird like that. Like, quantity does not necessarily mean more views. But if you have more to say, then say more things.
All right, I won't. Why not? Yeah. Maybe I'll just do 4 a week and then take every third week off.
Do one on Garage Sale Nation. One a week on Garage Sale Nation.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Just what sold, like no commentary. And maybe ship, too. maybe yeah, show them
like
shipping.
Yeah. So ASMR, they learn. Like Mel does the ASMR shipping stuff.
Yeah, it'll be like reverse. Farting a lot, but be like reverse. You know, they can watch me ship so they can unlearn everything.
That would be yeah. fun. Like Dave every taught. 5 minutes, he forgets he's on live and he just starts just yelling farts. At everybody. He's oh, just yelling at everybody. He's like, "Bring me the paper," you know, whatever he's yeah. yelling about.
Carrie, I have been watching my TikTok monetization like a hawk, and I think it's going down. I think my RPM is going down. Have you been watching it? What's happening yeah. on yours?
I noticed my main channel the last couple. The problem is with my videos this week to get an idea. It's tough because I don't have the best videos because I'm on the road and I'm kind of winging them, if that makes sense. So on my main channel, it's down. My car channel's actually a little higher. So I don't know. I'm still, okay. I'm not sure. I was worried about it on my main channel, though. We'll say that much. I was thinking about it today going through it. I don't know, man. All I know is you can't count on anything but YouTube when it comes to monetization because yeah. TikTok is still trying to, I feel like the idea of being paid per thousand is what's going to happen for TikTok. It's just, are they going to keep adjusting how much you get per thousand views, yeah. which may be the case, which would suck.
But see, wouldn't it be
doing
if,
well before?
If they have any fear of being, you know, banned or whatever, you know, the more people who are more financially, you know, into TikTok and making money from it, the least likely it is to have political support here in the States. I think about that.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. I mean, all I know is I'll make it no matter what. I'll sell more on eBay. I'll sell at a swap meet.
Get after Don. Don, you got to get out there and get more stuff.
I'll put in a shift at Taco Bell. I'll figure it out.
So, okay. So I'm sure, Carrie, you've seen it, but there was a video that's been trending over on TikTok. Kevin probably hasn't seen it.
You send me, basically, you send me one.
J-Lo, guy, where she's talking about how she used to run up and down the streets. That was a good one.
No, this dude, he goes up and he meets a guy in front of a building. And
yes, the Pokemon card. Yeah,
yeah. He's going to sell him a Pokemon card. And he pulls it out and the guy's like, yeah, this is a nice card, you know, especially since it's mine. And it was stolen from me last week, Kevin. You need to listen to this because, you know, I want your commentary on it. The guy's like, this was stolen from me last week, this Pokemon card. You have it. You stole it. I'm calling the cops, basically. Right? And this guy, basically, he's buying the Pokemon card that he saw online. Because
all right, you got to have to start over. You got to start over.
I knew he wasn't listening.
I was listening, but I'm confused. All right, go ahead.
Basically, a guy walks up to a dude. He's got a POV camera on.
Yeah, he's like doing a card deal like I do at a card show.
He's doing a card deal. I'm going to sell you this Pokemon card. The guy takes it. He says, yeah, this is a nice card, especially since it's mine and it was stolen at CardCon last week.
So it's a graded card. It's a graded card that has
a
barcode. Yeah, it has a code on it. He could actually physically tell it's his card.
It's his card, right? Okay. Yeah. And so the guy's like, but I didn't steal it from you. And he's like, well, I know I saw you at that event. You did steal it from me. And I'm calling the cops. He's like, I didn't steal it. I just bought it today from some girl on OfferUp. Mm-hmm. And I have proof because I wear a camera to all my car deals, just like Carrie does. And so he was able to show the dude the footage of this girl selling him the card for like, you know, $3,000. He's now selling it for like $5,000 because like a $5,000 card. And basically, now they need to figure out what to do. And I just think it's like such a wild thing that he's
at the end of
like
it,
defending himself. He's like, I'm just a reseller.
At the end
I'm
of
just
it,
a reseller. I didn't steal
here's
it.
Here's the interesting thing. At the end of it, the guy was saying it was his card. But if you watch the whole video, at the end, he was talking to another person on the phone like it might have been their card, which was interesting to me. And then he's all like, what should we do? Do we need to get the police involved?
All right.
If I was the guy... Real quick, let me finish this. If I was the guy that brought the card to that deal, I want the police involved because I spent money on that card. You know, we got to figure it out. I'm just not going to give it to you without, I guess, you know, the police, without something happening.
But
so
they
maybe
told
I
the
can...
kid, they told him, they're like, we're going to keep the card. Like you said,
I don't,
they literally.
But they don't need the police.
They
don't need the police.
They can or they can't.
To resolve his issue with this woman. But I didn't watch the video. Is there any chance this is all completely made up?
No, I don't think so.
How did he find this guy?
Who he was selling it. He was reselling.
Yeah, the guy.
So,
this
right,
is what happened.
But how did
they
happen
all...
to...
You went and bought the card from Paige. Okay?
I
and
got
you
the
as a
story.
Reseller.
I'm just
you
saying...
You were a reseller selling it.
Kevin,
the guy was looking for it. It's a $10,000 card or whatever. He's trying to find his card.
This happens all the time in sports cards. People will do smash and grabs at card shops, and everybody locally is looking for somebody on Craigslist usually, or Facebook to be selling the exact items because they're very particular. Okay.
Oh,
they're
okay. One of a so kind I missed items. A bit of the story. So the guy who was looking for his card contacted that guy. I was trying to figure out.
The reseller was
I thought it was the reseller who found this guy. I got Okay. No. I got you.
He was trying to buy it from the reseller.
I like it.
But no, see, yeah, you're right, Kerry. So you just spent $2,500 on this thing. Now you go to this guy. He grabs it and says, "This is my card." Blah blah blah. I can prove it's my card. The reseller's screwed.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Because like, the guy didn't want to give it back to the reseller.
So we got
to
figure out how to get the girl, like, so you can maybe somehow. You probably can't get your money back at this point, but still, there needs to be some legal process.
He's
going,
got the girl on film.
Out.
Knows her
he's
address.
Got her name. He's got her name too.
You
put in
you
his
let
story,
that guy have
the
card. The
name of the girl, and he said, "We're looking for her. She stole a lot more cards than this. Help us find her." And he's a big TikToker, 100,000 subs, so he probably can make it happen. But for the normal reseller, this is a risk of just being a reseller. This sort of thing can happen.
Yeah, buying stolen goods is something. I mean, it happens all the time, right? And then you're stuck holding the bag.
Well,
I've seen Craigslist Hunter at the, you know, it's not a pawn shop, but they've come in and see stuff that he's bought before.
Well, Dave, what is everybody saying on that one TikTok where I bought all those cards? Remember from that one guy?
The backout coin guy?
No, that's me. I'm the backout coin guy.
Oh, yeah,
guy.
That's right.
No, but there was the one deal.
The
you were there.
Guy.
Yeah, the methy guy.
They all said they thought
everybody,
he stole him.
Everybody's saying that, which is ridiculous, because a guy knew his cards backwards and forwards, and he didn't have great stuff.
Maybe that's why he stole them.
He had stories of where he got them all.
Yeah, and he had okay stuff. He didn't have, like, super valuable stuff. He had $10 cards up to maybe 50.
He didn't
50.
Have steal-worthy stuff.
not like, yeah, so, I mean, it was just, I mean, people think that in the card business a lot, I feel like, and it happens.
Yeah, I did
people
see
this.
I watched that video. I watched those, saw those comments in there too.
I just got two new offers on my Scotty Cameron. $50
How much?
$50 for one and $150 for the other.
Why don't you
take
set a low
take
offer?
$50 one.
Take the $50. Dude, kind of like live on the edge.
That'd be a Dave move. You can make a video about that.
I'm gonna counter. I'm gonna counter the $150.
What do you have it at again?
$289.
And you paid
getting
up for
so
that,
many
right?
offers. You're gonna get.
I paid like
offer.
$60. I paid like $60.
Dude, you're getting so many offers. You're gonna get more than $150. Honestly, dude.
Well, yeah. What do you think I should
painted,
counter? $225.
It's painted.
It is painted. Yeah, someone painted the head of it, which is a
what
problem.
What would Mulligan's?
But
do, Kevin?
But non. Listen, Kevin. Non painted. This club sells for $389. Like a lot. So yeah,
how about some paint thinner?
$200. I could try that. That's not a bad idea. I'm gonna counter at 225because
225 and hope he goes at 200.
If he goes, if he goes
225,
well, he's gonna go
set a low limit.
You're gonna go 200.
Why are you wasting your time replying to $50 offer?
Well, it's kind of fun.
I love these posts when people get all offended at the lowball offer
it's
that
so
they
weird
got.
To me. I don't get offended at all.
I don't get offended.
People
ever.
Are just shooting their shot, like Kevin does at the bar with the swinging couples.
It's yeah,
like,
he's like, oh, hey,
hey,
do you enjoy garage sales?
I know I'm mid-80s, but
unless,
I still can get down.
Listen,
hey,
unless they don't
you see
ever,
Bonanza?
Unless they don't ever offer less themselves, like at a yard sale, and then they'll always pay
up,
right?
I lowball all the time. That's why I can't get mad at someone.
See, lowball? I don't know. I hate that word.
You got super low.
It's a great poker game nowadays.
It's because it hits too close to home, Kevin. I think that's why it upsets you.
I haven't done this in a while.
Seriously. He has to have his... The water
Don
level
was
in
telling
his toilet
me,
like low so he doesn't get offended
I loved
every time
how
he sits down.
Don and Tina were having a conversation when Don was in town about how incredibly low those things can get when you get into your 70s and 80s. It was very informative. I did not know. I'm terrified
it was.
Now. Do they have like, you know how they have like breast lifts? Do they have like ball lifts you can get?
Yeah,
like cosmetic surgery if they're like
I think
down
it's
to
just,
your knees?
I think it's just tape because I saw a TikTok today where you could get arm tape so you don't have flab. Like you fake
pretty
it.
Cool.
So
but yeah, I'm concerned.
Tape,
it was a
it
new
up.
Fear. Dawn and Tina have unlocked because Tina used to work in a nursing home, guys. That's how she knows. Like she's not just out there looking at old fellas.
I mean, but
nude.
Yeah,
she's working
yeah, but
a nursing
like,
home.
What's there to be scared about with that? It's just like you're gonna trip on them.
Sit on them. Literally, you could sit on them. That would hurt. And then like it's just I don't know. They could go into the water in the toilet when you're pooping. Like there's so many concerns. What if they go into the porta potty and touch the pile of poop that got? This is the grossest part of the show.
Dude, who's pooping in the? Oh, you mean the porta? I thought you meant the urinal.
You know,
like
no, you know,
poop
like
in a
porta potties get like the stack of poop super high.
Don't go to a urinal when you're. I mean, a porta potty when you're old. Problem solved. Or a urinal. Just
Kevin,
don't. Just wear a
Kevin,
diaper.
You have no
everywhere.
Opinion. Kevin has no opinion on this. That's surprising.
I think Kevin's probably choking a dog or something.
Oh my gosh! No, we don't say that joke anymore.
Bleep it out.
Bleep. leap. Kevin, we're not going to say anything until you come back.
I meant it more metaphorically.
Okay.
Hey, I sold. Do you remember me picking that first sweet flea market that we went to when I went down there, the one with all the melons and stuff?
Yeah.
I picked up a. The lady was like expensive as all get out on stuff, but I found a Cadillac keyhole cover, and I paid $5 for it. Sold for $30. That was my attempt to get off the potty talk. I just thought.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about, you know, did we talk about
super? How are hats? How are hats selling for you? Hats started popping for me.
I've actually sold a few
hats.
Yeah, it's too cheap for you, Dave.
I just put them on Whatnot.
All of them?
Pretty much. I've got one hat listed. I think that Buffalo Bills Jagged Edge one, the Carry Mist. I've got that listed.
One hat.
You don't have to mention that part of it.
Sorry.
You wouldn't sell a $25 hat on eBay.
I would, but I just like him.
You can't find him
because
he's not good at it.
Why not?
I don't.
Do you have it? Look, that's what you need right here, Dave.
I don't have like a little fake mannequin head. I don't have anything like that. Head. That's a cool hat.
You get the styrofoam ones at the beauty store, and they're
like
super cheap.
I got one, and
cheap.
It was getting styrofoam all over my ass.
Yeah, I could smell get one the of these. Tobacco from that.
That's
hat.
Cool. I like the wood one. Where'd you get that? I like that one.
I think this was Amazon, which I never buy.
I would probably
buy on
list
Amazon.
Hats if I had I hate that. It. I will say if I had that,
like,
I would probably list.
I don't
that.
Like the fake head with the hat thing. You could just put your hat on a table and it looks fine. Why do you have
but
to
no,
have it on a fake head?
Not if
head?
It's like squished down or something.
Well,
what
yeah,
if the hat is like
don't buy those hats.
Okay. That's
that
fair.
Hat would be fine without being on a creepy.
No, dude, it looks so much better when it's in something like
take
that. And then
off,
you can do
see.
The background. I think it looks
take
better.
It off,
I don't
take
actually
off,
use this.
Take it off, Kev.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah,
we want to see the hat. But
you can. Okay. I'm not disagreeing with you. You can do it. But some hats don't stand up on their own, you know.
That's true.
I love how I can't find it. I've tried typing fake hat, wood
no,
hat head.
No, just put
wood
fake
head.
Wood head.
Well, it's not coming up.
Fake woodhead.
Oh, I found it. $60, Kevin.
No,
$60?
I did not.
Yeah.
No
Kevin,
way.
Kevin, money's
no
not
way.
Even an object to him. At
gosh,
this point.
He's
20
so
max.
Rich.
20. But I take them on the white one. I take them on the styrofoam one.
I don't like the styrofoam one. Why do you do it on the styrofoam one?
Because this one's what's in here, and that's in the picture room. I don't know. I could take it on that.
58, dude. They're like $60 now. Go
dude,
look.
That's
the styrofoam
crazy.
One's a problem because I'll get anxious and I'll just start ripping it apart. Because like I'm like I'll just start ripping pieces off of it. So the styrofoam's
dude, actually,
I'm gonna
yeah,
have
well,
to
that's
ask
what happens
Chernot
to me.
What he does. I think he takes it on a hit. I think.
Listen, I found pretty what sure. I want to get. I found what I'm gonna get. I'm gonna get this one.
Yes.
Hey, those sell for go, good dude. Money, dude.
$12, yeah, Kev, big money.
No,
$12,
no, not those.
Yeah.
The ones that
that's
you see
inches,
in
though.
Big Bang
that's
Theory.
What she said.
There's one in Big
four
Bang Theory.
Plenty.
Oh, my gosh.
It is.
That blanket behind you is from Big Bang Theory.
Well, it's technically, that. See, there's a lot of people from Roseanne on Big Bang Theory. That's why this ended up over there.
That is true. That is actually a good point.
I told you my Roseanne blanket sold, Kevin. That big giant one I had.
Yeah, the big
like
one.
$68, yeah.
Nice.
Really well,
cool.
You told me it was 100
I'll tell you
plus,
what,
but,
I've been putting
you know,
those over
best.
On Whatnot. I can sell them. I when I get one that's like a true granny square one like this with the right colors, I'll put it over here on eBay. But when I get one that has funky colors, I put it over on Whatnot. And they sell for me over there just because it's like one of my staple items. They sell for $30-$40, no problem. They're kind of cool.
You should sell your Tupperware on there.
Yeah. Occasionally, I sign a Tupperware value. Lid and sell a Tupperware lid.
You should fill it up with some like.
Did
stuff.
You see a lady ask me for a signature in a video today, and I signed it. And I almost cut it out because somebody's gonna be like, "Oh, what a jerk! What an idiot!" For you know, he thinks he's friend, but I'm like, ah, screw it, leave it in.
Just don't sign your name. I always sign your name when people ask.
Just find ADHD
day. I like the idea of you doing. I like the idea of you doing like Tupperware mystery boxes. So like all the mystery items
hey,
are in a piece of Tupperware.
That reminds
the only
me.
Only thing that's not a mystery is you're buying junk. You don't know what junk.
I sell very little Tupperware compared to what I used to. But I did the gambling thing. I've never done that. I hate that stuff. But I had these. I was getting bored selling all these 10 lots of comic books. So I'm like, all right, I'm not even going to show you this one. Just bid on it. And then they bid on it. And I would show it to them. And they were going for like twice as much. And they don't even know what's there. I don't
people
understand
love a gamble.
The mentality.
People love
of
a
it.
Gamble, Kevin. People
that's,
love a
I'm
going
to do a whole show over there. By the way, if you sell comic books, come on over. We had a few other great sellers, three that came over and sold really well. With us, but I think I'm going to do that. Just a whole show of mystery, and I'll put some good lots in there.
Let's
and I'll
hope,
put, you know.
Let's hope police like, chief. Let's hope Bedford Police Chief
Yeah, maybe I should.
Eric Estrada didn't just hear that. He'll be busting through your window right now to get to jail.
Ponch John might come over too and get me, man.
No, Ponch and John don't get along, do they? I thought they hated each
I don't know.
John who?
And Chips, Ponch and John.
Come on, dude.
It's like Starsky and Hutch. I've got. I'm gonna sell something that I bought down there with those guys too. I got it. Well, you don't know, but I'm not gonna tell you. I'm wasting my time telling you all this. You're not old enough. Just me and Mike are old enough to know what I was gonna.
Is this a Three's Company thing? What are we talking?
No, it was. Do you ever remember the Fall Guy? And the other one was. That's not even the one I have. I can't even remember the other show that was like.
You're not that much older than us. How do you have like this whole?
It's because my dad controlled the television. There was no cable, right? And so everything he watched, because he worked all night and he was home in the daytime, was like reruns of shows from the 70s. That's why I love Rockford Files, because that's all he watched.
What about All in the Family? Did you watch that as a kid?
Oh, all the time. All the time. And I watch it as an adult. I love it. Hilarious. Dingbat. So I'm going to start calling you there.
I had ChatGPT create a poem about eBay, guys. Mm. I think it'd be a good way to end the show. Is
scraping the bottom of the barrel. Remember, we have to cut out like 2 minutes of Carrie's insulting comments, so we're going to have to go next.
This is what ChatGPT came up with. In the glow of screens late at night, where bids war with silent might, lies eBay, a vast emporium site, a realm where desires ignite. With a
Adam
click,
and Eve.
A whisper, with a click, a whisper in the digital breeze, auction lots that aim to tease vintage lace and keys to please, secrets bought with such ease. Here passions play in pixelated flare, collectibles stripped bare, rare fine. Oh my gosh,
AI is gonna kill us all.